Thank you. shadows fading in your life.
Yes.
Are there shadows fading in your life?
Yes.
Are you going to be more glorious than you are?
Yes.
Are you increasing in glory?
Yes.
Are you increasing in brightness?
Yes.
Your dignity is coming.
Amen.
Your honor will be established.
Amen.
The grace of God on your life will be recognized.
Amen.
Whoever must see you to carry you to the next level will see you.
Amen.
Whoever must favor you must favor you.
Amen.
As light increases, glory is increasing.
Amen.
Therefore, strange favor will locate us.
Amen.
Strange favor will locate us.
Amen.
Strange favor will locate us.
Amen.
Because light equals glory. Walking, talking. Tell your neighbor, walking, talking.
Walking, talking.
Walking, talking.
Walking, talking.
Walking, talking. The shadows are fading, part three. Walking, talking. Now, listen, the highest frequency of spiritual light is God.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
The highest frequency of spiritual light is God. So the understanding that you have, when God gives you a word, or when there's a scripture that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, how deep God understands that thing, and the fullness of the understanding God has about that word is not the same understanding we have. So the highest dimension we can travel in understanding is to get the same understanding as God has. Billy Graham has used John 3:16 to command multitudes in the crusade ground. The same scripture we have been quoting. Papa saw round the wire and he kept the son of the garden. Somebody uses it to command all the ministry of the ground. John 3:16. Evangelist to the world. Every word of God, if I tell you, I want to use some kind of example. My father told me something. That if somebody tells you that, why is that Akokwa? He has really insulted you. Why is that Akokwa? Now listen, that statement, when you really want to understand, if you really want to understand it, you must study the behavior of a hen. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Akokwa, do you understand what a hen is?
Yes.
Study their lifestyle. Then you understand the insult. Ah, also my Akokwa. The form of what you know. Who is in Akokwa thing? Akokwa, they are very stubborn. Yes. They will come and put their big master. They fear nothing. When you start them, they walk. If you take one step, they come back. It will be when you are now doing Ayano one. Or they say, oh, that's the same as Charlie. And then, that is, you see, you are beginning to understand well. By understanding what the hen is. So when God gives you a word, the question is, do you really understand the word? Do you know what God means by saying you are blessed? Do you know what God means by saying he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places? Do you really understand that scripture? The highest understanding of that scripture is the highest level God understands it. God has the highest level of understanding, and we have portions of that understanding. That is why shadows exist around it. So the more we increase in the understanding, the light increases. And the light has to keep increasing until it becomes like God's light. Until it becomes like God's light. It is possible to shine to a degree that reflects the very glory of God beyond ordinary. You are becoming more and more like God. 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 God said, his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Have you sat down to think about that scripture? Do you know what God means by saying that his divine power has given unto us all things? Do you really know what God means by saying, take counsel and it shall come to naught? Speak the word and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Do you really understand what God means? In the same way somebody told you, you look like hen, and you have to study the lifestyle of the hen to really understand the depth of the insult. You must begin to ask yourself whether you understand the scriptures that you have been using, whether you understand them very well. Huh. Well, God's word, when he makes a statement, is very deep. Very deep. If you begin to decode, interpret what God has spoken, my God, God's word is like coded information. Do you really, ask your neighbor, do you really understand the scripture you are using? Tell your neighbor, the revelation that you have fought. Do you know that the light of that revelation can increase? So the more the light increases in that area of your life, the more you become like God in that area. You become like God in that area. I've already said it. It's possible to be financially blessed, to walk in divine light, divine illumination, God's word concerning prosperity, and prosper and have marital problems because of character. The shadows are fading in your finances, but they are not fading in character. So they must fade everywhere. So as the financial wisdom is enlightening us and we are increasing in light and increasing in glory, and our finances are booming, we can increase and increase and increase in that area until we become like gods carrying money on earth. Where the boy is like a god. That is strong light. Very strong light at work. Therefore, Gona asked him, how do you pay for all these things? He says, by faith. He asked him, what? 11,000 wherefores, how do you pay them? By faith. What? Are we not preaching the same faith? Yes, but are we doing the same thing? Are we not preaching the same Bible? He said to the person, I hope so. I hope so. Bishop, are we not preaching the same Bible? I hope so. What you are preaching, it may be Mormon. I hope so. They are not operating on the same frequency of light. That is a very strong light at work. The man is using faith to do the impossible. The same faith that we have been quoting every day. To them that believe it, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Do you really understand that statement? Somebody is understanding it into detail and is producing effects that are abnormal. You ask him, how is he paying 11,000 people? He says, by faith. How did you build 50,000 seat auditorium in a year? By faith. It means he knows something about faith that we do not know. The light he carries concerning faith is not the same light we carry. That is why we cannot command the same results. That his light is shining. If what the devil tells you by faith, believe it. Because that's the message he preaches. If he tells you can be a millionaire by faith, believe it. Our light keep on shining, 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 and it begins to now manifest God. God now comes to the scene. Listen to me. There is only one conclusion of wise men in the life of a person who is increasing in light. One conclusion. This is the work of the Lord. One conclusion. Not the conclusion of fools, but wise men. We have to come to a realm of glory. People look at us and they say, it is God. There is nothing to explain. It is God. That is the level we must come to. There is no explanation. Paul said that the peace of God, that person understanding. So there is something that person understands. You don't need to understand it. It's not the peace of God. You can be troubled, but you have peace in your heart. You will not understand when you are troubled, because the peace of God passes understanding. It overrules understanding. So God will not give you interpretation to why you are being troubled, but you bring your heart to peace without interpretation. We can come to that level. People look at us and they say, this one is God. Period. Just like people can look at how you transform to become bad. And they say, this is Satan. This is Satan. This one here is the work of the devil. How many areas of your life have people looked and said, it is God? It is God. Amen. This is the level we must come to. That it is God dimension. Hallelujah. Amen. We must come to that realm. They look at you and they say, it is God. Fourth is the nations. in 13 years. How do you explain it? It is God. This is raw God. Raw God. R-A-W. Raw. Unadulterated God at work. Raw God. They look at you, they say, this one, it is God. People begin to ask, what is your secret? 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 When the life increases in us, something dangerous happens. Now, 1 Corinthians, look into your manual. Pick your manual with me. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 2 to 3. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Colombo Sapladima. Look at it. We, ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tables of stone, but in fleshly tablets of the heart. Ah, did you see that scripture? It says you are the epistles of Christ. Now listen, we increase in light from glory to glory using the word of God until people can look at our lives and receive a message when they don't know the scripture. Are you here with me? People look at your life, they receive a message when they don't know the scripture. That is the level where we become epistles. We become letters written by the Holy Ghost. Your life becomes the letter. Your life becomes the message. The Holy Ghost chooses you to communicate to others. This is the phase when your walk in life begins to talk. Your lifestyle, your way of life begins to speak. You have become an epistle. You have become a letter unto unbelievers. Unto believers, ye are the epistles of Christ Jesus. Now God is willing to communicate a message to the world, and he says that as far as Francis is available in that group, with time they will come to the knowledge of the truth, because an epistle is among them. He is walking in the walking talking dimension of the glory of God. His way of work is speaking, is talking, walking, talking. Tell your neighbor, it's time to walk, talk.
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 Listen, some people can meet you first time. They say, are you a pastor? They look at your dress, he's talking. You must become an epistle. Epistle. Godliness. What's your ministry? Be here. You're an epistle of Satan. Epistle of what? Satan. I am a child of God. Ephesians 5:8. It says that we have come into the light. Therefore, be ye children of the light. Ye are light. The light will keep increasing until it begins to pour. I tell people, if you go for an examination and they ask you, who is a seer? Right, prophet, or not? Because who must be wrong? It's not good. It's not good enough to examine you. If they mark you wrong, he's wrong. Who is the seer? Just like Prophet Bernard. If he marks you wrong, he is fake examiner. He doesn't know what seer is about. If you know who Prophet Bernard is, he will mark you correct. His life, his ministry talks. It's a talking ministry. He has become a symbol of the prophetic. It's all over him. Coming in so much great dimension. You have not seen it before, but you have heard of him. He's an epistle. Where the boy is an epistle of faith. God is using him as a letter. He's using his life to communicate unto all Christians that this is what faith can do. Instead of you to become an epistle unto Christ, it's a realm. You want to be an epistle unto the world. Walking, talking dimension of the glory of God. Your way of life begins to talk. You don't need to utter a word. You don't need to utter a word. I'm not talking about prophecy when asking questions. Ordinary people who are not even born again. Look at you and they say, I see something strange about your life. I think God is with you. You have entered a realm Even when you appear, you begin to sound a message. You begin to send a message. Your appearance alone is a message. You are walking, talking. Your walk is talking. Your pose is talking. Your appearance is talking. Epistles of Jesus Christ. There is a level of light. God cannot use it as a message. If it's low, God can't use a lot of us as a message because we don't carry strong light. Today we manifest goodness, tomorrow, okay, until people don't know who we are. And then good, what's not okay, I give them. Promises which are care. Every two is strange manifestations. Not the number. Disco Christian. So God can use them to communicate. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Become an epistle. Become an epistle. Epistle is a letter. All the letters written in the Bible, Corinthians, Romans, Ephesians, Titus, Timothy, they are called epistles. There is this level where we, our lifestyle, we send a message. Our lifestyle, we send a message. Our lifestyle, we send a message. So let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one question. Can I ask?
Yes.
What is your life communicating? Right. Nehemiah, what is your life communicating? I'm asking you. What's your meaning? You're a share boy. Begin to ask yourself, what is your life communicating? God must make you an epistle, right. A letter. At this level, your light is, the strength of your light is very strong. You communicate a message when you are not even talking. What has your light been communicating? Ladies here, what has your light been communicating? Can God use you as an epistle unto unbelievers? You don't wear some skin tight, tight. And be showing panty outlines. Some tight skin tight. I don't know where that trouser came from. I'll be walking in town, be showing everybody the shape of a bat. That they look like both foot. How are they? Instead of you to be an epistle, you are using your bat to seduce men. Epistle of Christ, written not in ink, by the Spirit of the living God. So the Holy Ghost speaks to you. And it begins to manifest your life unto others. That learn from this guy. You are the ink of the Spirit. He's using you to create the inscriptions for others to read. At this level, we have become epistles. We have become epistles. We have become letters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this level of light, we have become epistles. It must shine to a certain degree before it can send a message. Those outside there can never see this light here. When the outside you see this light, you will never see it. Even in the evening, if you are standing out there, you will not see it. But bring flat light, the one we use at the stadium, those coming from the out there, they will know that a certain light is here. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
We must break into a threshold where our walk in life will begin to talk a message. Walking, talking dimension of God's glory. I'm a walking, talking dimension showcase of the glory of God. Say to yourself, I'm a walking, talking showcase
of
the glory of God. My steps in life is a message,
it's a letter
unto unbelievers,
unto
believers.
My steps in life,
my way of doing things is
a letter
unto believers
and
unbelievers. I am an apostle. The Holy Ghost is choosing me as a letter. Say, unbelievers, come and read me.
Come and read me.
Christians,
come and read me.
For insight.
For insight.
People can read you. So how is it done? Hallelujah. Walking, talking. Walking, talking. A lot of you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are.
Christians with bad hearts. I come a body.
Sunday she's there. Monday to Friday. Another message. Another message. Who's a person are you? It's my prayer that we all, as with open faces, behold the glory of God as it is in a glass, and we are being changed into the same image from glory to glory, we will come to the dimension where we become episodes. Our light begins to shine and we become letters. Now, the first level of being an epistle, level one, is what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. The message is ending. Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He said, let your light shine before
men.
Let your light shine before
men.
At this stage, we are epistles. He says that men may see your good works. So the good works is a product of light. True or false? The good works that we produce is as a result of the light of God's word in us. That is producing the good works. So people see that good works and they give glory to God. This is level one of being an epistle. When men, ordinary men, begin to give glory to God. And there is level two of being an epistle. Isaiah chapter 16. Look at it there.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
So there is a dimension of glory that pulls the attention of kings. The first level is when ordinary men begin to give glory to God. Then level two is when kings begin to look for audience. They want to see you. That is why I have not been to the president before. But there is a dimension of light and glory that God is bringing me in. The telephone calls I will receive will be from president. That is the phase when ordinary men give glory to God. And there is another phase when kings. The prophets have been rushing to the Flagstaff House to go and see the president, and they are bounced. Either Hosan went to see the president. One time, the president was coming to Nigeria from outside the country. Mighty man of God were invited. Either Hosan was going, they told him, where is your invitation? We don't know who you are. As at the nobody knew him. As at the time he wrote that book, when your faith says yes, God cannot say no. When he wrote that book, the time he wrote that book, he had an invitation. Personal invitation from the president into the castle, into the presidential palace to have a talk with the Hosa. There was a time he was meeting at the airport, men didn't recognize him because the glory had not hit a certain dimension that communicated the message that this man carries something that the president can benefit from. But he went back and worked on himself. He kept on increasing in the life. He kept on increasing in the life, receiving the word of God, eating the word of God, until he began to rise. In Nigeria, the president said, Ilaosa, please come to my house. I want to see you. He says, the gift of men and the man's gift will bring him before kings. Not every gift will carry you to a king. Unless light shines in the gates. Unless light, that's what?
Shines.
I am not surprised. No president has called me. It's not something. It's not a big deal. Are you here with me? I've not seen any president before. To go and talk to them, it's not a big deal. It's just a matter of revelation. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of light. Everybody has its rising season. You will only rise by light. Nothing will make you rise. You will never rise by fasting and prayer. You will never rise by fasting and prayer. You will rise by light. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. He says that the Gentiles shall run from to your light, and kings to the brightness of your glory. Someone was so glorious that the Queen of Sheba traveled to listen to in the wisdom of Solomon. Kings and queens were looking for audience. They wanted a meeting with Solomon to hear his wisdom. If I follow Prophet Nadab, I will go and meet President Kufuor. He says, this is my son. The spectacle is not on me. I may shake hands with him, but the spectacle is not on me, it's on my father. Handshakes are not enough. It's because you're connected to somebody's light that the glory is coming on you somehow, but your own season must come.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
Whatever God has sent you to do, any grace you carry, any mantle you carry, any assignment you carry, there is a dimension. The assignment on your life will produce so much fruit that president, kings, important people, highly ranked people in society will begin to chase you.
Yes.
That's a greater light. How many people know you? Even on Facebook, they don't know you well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that as you stand here, everybody has mighty men and women God is linking them to? Do you know? You will never meet them until you become an epistle. If your light doesn't speak beyond your borders, some people will not hear of you. They must hear of the works of the Lord in your life. They must hear. It's not for only prophets. It's not for only apostles. No, even if you are sowing, you can sow to the extent that you begin sowing for first babies in the nation. You are there in the bazaar. You are the open. I bet you send our person for paper. Do it and you receive any other results. Chaka. There are seamstresses who sow for first lady. For first ladies, there are tailors who sow for presidents. It's not the corner you belong, but it's a matter of conquering the territory. You must come out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A city start on a hill cannot be hill. The position of the Christian is a hill. We are city set on the
hill.
We cannot be.
Yeah.
We cannot be. Don't joke. Become an epistle. Go for the light concerning what God has sent you to do. And keep increasing in it. Keep increasing. Keep increasing. Keep increasing. Keep increasing. You become an epistle. Men will give glory to God. And kings shall rise and approach the brightness of our rising. How many of you know that God will release mighty men into your life? So I was prophesying to me in the morning, right? Yeah, and I said I'll continue. So what God will do is to take you to places that it is almost impossible to get there.
Amen.
You are going to meet very, very influential people and mighty men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By virtue of the grace of God that is upon your life.
Amen.
Nothing will prevent you from flourishing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As you stand there now, one of the things God has laid on your heart is to build a house. Build a house. I want to tell you that you will not build a house. You will possess houses.
Yes.
What is there is very dangerous.
Yes.
I'm glad you are born to spirit life. That's the ocean that can cover you to manifest that mantle. Very, very glorious. And I'm seeing you having corporations and shares in companies in America.
Yeah.
The shadows are. You become a walking, talking glory, showcase of businesses. And because of that, people will now begin to look at you for inspiration. Even though you are going to preach and teach, all these two dimensions are on your life. God will perform them. If you have a mighty ministry and you're in the wrong church, it's likely to never come to pass because there is no light coming from there. They are pumping shadows onto you. You will fade. Matthew only said, I'm sorry, Basabia, Umeira. You need strong messages, strong wisdom loaded messages to cause you to blossom, to break out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are two angels standing beside you. I saw them in the morning and you are putting a new socks. The one on the left was putting the socks on the right, and the one on the left was putting not new socks. The one on the left was putting the socks on the left. And God says that I am programming his footsteps for greatness.
Amen.
I am programming his footsteps for greatness. I am programming his footsteps for greatness.
Amen.
But I saw a resistance from certain Muslims. And I saw somebody and I heard the name Ibrahim Abbas. And the Lord said to me, he's in the office, that the glory that will come upon your life will be so strong to the extent that those who oppose you will end up benefiting from it indirectly.
Amen.
Listen to not to get this recorded. You must listen to all the prophecy. I'm recording it. That is very good. Keep playing it. As my father prophesied to you before, you go and look at the prophecy he gave you, compare to what I'm giving you, and see we are operating the same spirit. Are you here with me?
Yes.
We are operating the same spirit. But the degree of the light is different. Yeah. It's the same spirit, but the glory is different. One is higher, one is lower. And it's just a matter of revelation. It's just a matter of light. A certain Muslim company will resist you in this nation. But the God that answered by fire will prove to them that Muhammad is indeed dead. Colombo Stanidensis. Come. Give me oil. Walking, talking. You will be an epistle.
Amen.
No, don't kneel down. You get up. You will be an epistle. 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 In the name of Jesus, it is done.
Amen.
God begins to work his works in your life. I see that you will hold your wife and you begin to pull her along. And the wife held a lady and started pulling the lady along. And the name was Ajua. And we started moving into higher dimensions. Go and ask your wife, who is Ajua? Hallelujah. Are you here with me?
Oh, yes.
It's not over until it is over. Thank God. Search your hands on him. You are working under people, but the season will come when you will be your own. You will be an entrepreneur. When I was talking the money, I went to that seat and I said, travel your doors. One of the things we'll do is that we'll establish a travel and tour business in this nation. That thing is also on you. One problem with you is that you think too small. Don't think big, think God. Okay? Don't think big, think God. What all the plans you have, they are very low. If you can really see what is coming, you understand why I said you think small. Somebody called a 3 year. He sent me a 3 year. I'm not saying it, I'm saying to him. The person's name is called a 3 year. The person was connected to your father. Go and ask him, okay? It was in the past. Write the name down. The man made a decree, he made a statement that affected your father. If he knows that, don't give the message. Okay, don't give the message. Affected your father. And for that matter, what your father has now is one fifth of his total possessions. One fourth is gone. He has one fifth. Four parts are gone. It's not one part. And in your season, all has been brought to you. God has brought to you. God, come and hold this one, dead man's hand. Hold his hands, the two of you. If Ghana doesn't hear of you, then I don't know. If Ghana doesn't hear of you, then I don't know. But I know that Ghana will hear of you.
Amen.
The shadows are fading. Your light will increase.
Amen.
Your light will shine.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be careful of Francine. Be careful of Francine. Evil eyes. Francine. His prosperity, you will break through.
Amen.
You will break through.
Amen.
Your father, what business was he doing?
Distribute clap
products. This man would have gone into banking as well. Banking, finances, marketing. You don't even see it. But you go bank high up. One year, the person here, or we use the music, give me your hand. In the name of Jesus. I'm not really going to prophesy again. I'm ending it here. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands towards the altar. Because the time is up. And we must close. Hallelujah.